What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm your host, Sean Thriller Smith. It's another Tuesday morning. Hope you guys are having a great week so far. I know personally I've been having an awesome week, especially last week. My numbers with Christian Thompson, those podcasts absolutely through the roof for the downloads and the plays. So thank you everyone for tuning into those. If you haven't yet, definitely check those out. And then obviously you're checking out this week's episode, which I'm very excited for, very happy about. I've got my dudes in Assuming We Survive on this week. We toured with those guys last year, and it was one of those things where you meet somebody for just a few minutes and you're instantly click, you're instantly family. So whenever I got a chance to sit down with them in like a little break in between some touring, they were actually in my area, the Louisville area. So we sat down on Memorial Day, as hot as it was, and we were outside and we recorded an interview, and it was great to be able to catch up with those dudes and spend an hour with them on the podcast. So we've got Assuming We Survive here today. Next week, I got Brent from Greyhaven. We sat down and did an interview, and that was a great one, too. So I'm just hoping to keep the ball rolling, the momentum of the show building and building. And, of course, I can't do that without your help. So if you do like what you hear, you know, please feel free to like, share, subscribe. Find me on Twitter. Find me on Facebook at Sean vs. Wild. On Instagram at Sean vs. Wild Podcast. You can always subscribe on iTunes. If you like what you hear on iTunes, of course, I'm always begging for that 5-star Meow Meow Beans rating. Hit 5 golden stars. Maybe write a little review. See what that's all about. That really goes a long way. The more review, the more exposure, the more, you know, visibility, and the more people that listen to the cast, which means, you know, good things for me. So, and good things for everybody. So my, I have some goals coming up here. If you listen to my episode that I did, a couple weeks ago, I do have some goals, here for the near future. And that is to, try out the multiple, podcasts per week format. Last week seemed to do very well. It's my first time ever doing 2 in 1 week. And while it was nerve wracking, I would say going into it, the execution was pretty simple. So I'm hoping that that's going to be something, you know, maybe next year, maybe year two, you're going to be seeing 2 podcasts a month. Maybe year two, you're going to be seeing some visual podcasts. I've been working on that also. So maybe we'll see where that goes. We'll see what that's all about. A lot of stuff in the pipeline here, guys. But yeah, I want to keep the momentum rolling. So if you do like what you hear, please like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, whatever you got to do just to, you know, keep that visibility up for the show. I would definitely appreciate it. I love you guys very much for always supporting me. And I also love the dudes in Audiophile Inc., Shane, most importantly there, because he sponsors the show. And also I've been going to Shane for years and years to get my merchandise printed. And so he can do the same for you. So if you have something that you want to screen print or blast print or whatever kind of print it is on whatever kind of clothing you want, whether it's a sweet t-shirt, classic t-shirt, classic, maybe tank top because it's getting so warm out, short shorts, leggings, I don't know, anything that you want to have printed, Shane can do that for you at audiophileinc.com. Shane's located in the heart of Louisville, Kentucky, but you're going to get the best deal in town no matter what town you live in because he is going to ship to all 50 states there for you. And if you do check out audiophileinc.com, just tell them that Sean versus Wild sent you, and he's going to hook you up. So that's audiophileinc.com, audiophileinc.com. Also, got to show love for Joe Brock. He's always out there booping these dials for me, making me sound 150,000% better than usual. So Joe, big thank you for all that you do. Big thank you to you guys for tuning in. So prepare yourselves, guys. Put your tape deck into your 8-track recorder and throw on your Walkman earbuds and prepare to get wild. I got Assuming We Survive today on the show. Tune in, wild out, and let's get wild. I said wild a lot on that one. I said wild quite a bit. Just blew it right there at the end. Let's get wild.
All right, yeah. It's Guitar Center's going out of business, just kidding sale. Fender Stratocasters on sale for $9.99. Show up before 6 a.m. and get a free steak sandwich.
Fender Stratocasters.
I don't know if you've played the Fender Stratocaster.
dude.
But it's super sick.
Can you believe it though? If you spend all that money, you get a free steak sandwich.
Right, and you need to buy five though. That's the
Does it come with cheese?
I don't know, dude.
For that price,
I think cheese is like kind of not the cool thing anymore, man.
Yeah, last time I checked, like the cheese market on cheese has like been really down. Yeah. It's lost to bacon and eyebrows.
Yeah, it's gonna fall in the realm of like. What do you call those things? Like hoverboards and fidget spinners and like, you know what I mean? It's like the hipster thing. It's like cheese is super lame.
By the way, the fidget spinner, dude, did that shit come out of nowhere or something? What the fuck is up
with that?
If
you know the history of the fidget spinner, it was actually Charles N. Neuslidge who invented the first fidget spinner in 1776. But once again, his secrets were lost in a horrendous boat accident only to be found 200 years later by a kid named Jimmy in Queens.
Jimmy Fidget.
Jimmy Fidget took the design to the next level.
Jimmy Fidget.
Adding ball bearing design. And
for maximum aerodynamic speed and agility.
Right. Dude, you know what? On that subject, though, I bought a fidget cube. I'm not going to lie.
What's that like?
It's like it's got six sides of fidgety goodness. So I better get a plug for this, dude. Fidget cube, hook me up.
Which one's your favorite? What side's your favorite?
Oh, man, I think I like the roll side the best. It's got a little ball that clicks in, and then it's got these little things you can roll your thumb on. I like it when I'm driving, like in all seriousness, because like when we drive.
Oh, that sounds safe.
When we drive, yeah, when we drive for 19 hours at a time or, you know, whatever it is, I guess I should get one of like the stress balls because that's more adult like. Because I feel like
dude, you should get one of those like hand grip things where you, and then you just
have
like the most muscular.
Those are dope. I should get one of those.
You have the most muscular grip and forearm maybe ever.
Dude, I'd be able to just like grab
like
on
over the top slice alone forearm.
Yeah. Exactly, dude. Bull Hurley is going to try to arm wrestle you at a truck stop while you're there with your son that you are just getting to know, and you'll be able to over the top slam him. But you got to turn your hat backwards first.
Always. Yeah. That'd be a cool superpower if you just had like superhuman hand strength.
So you're like, quick.
Well, it's kind of like the Iron Fist.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that? I haven't really gotten into that yet, but I hear it's really good.
That's good.
I haven't watched it. Are you talking about, well,
Netflix?
I know it's a thing. I know it's like a comic book and stuff.
Right. I know that too. Like the basis. I know Chris was watching the show and said it was pretty good.
Yep.
Are you a big comic book guy, or are you just a big Netflix
really,
guy?
Not really, dude. I just like the Marvel stuff, man.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Hey, I feel that.
I've honestly had one comic book in my life.
What was it?
Betty, I think it was
Veronica,
a Fantastic
Archie.
Four.
Ah, yes, Fantastic Four.
Like I think I got it in 1992.
Ooh.
I had a Gambit. Gambit was always my shit.
Oh, Gambit's dope.
Gambit was like the coolest, I don't know, the coolest X-Man for the early 90s. He was the most extreme.
Right.
For the early 90s.
He was dope. I feel like he's like a hardcore fan favorite, like on an underground spectrum. Maybe not. I don't know. I like comics a lot.
Nightcrawler was also kind
Nightcrawler's
of pretty extreme for the 90s.
Right. So like what power would you have if you could have a power right now? I would have the power to fall asleep instantaneously. Quick, sleep man. Do something.
But you got to sleep upside down like a bat.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like David Copperfield.
Dude, yes, and Batman will take me in, but he'll be like, this dude is useless. Yes, no. He is so useless.
All right, guys. Well, welcome to the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm your host, Sean Thriller Smith, and I am outside. At the time of recording, it's a beautiful Memorial Day, and it is pretty warm. And it truly is Sean vs. Wild because we're outside in the wilderness here. And I am with Adrian, Phil, and Chris from Assuming We Survive.
We're stoked to be here.
Dude, I'm so glad that you guys could find time to sit down and do this podcast while you're in town. Adrian, I talked to you a couple weeks ago about maybe trying to get you on the show as like a phone in.
Yep.
Doing this in person is going to be
way better.
Yeah,
plus, I get my boys are here with me, you know, so that's always cool.
I dig the show. I've been wanting to do this like since you pretty much came up with the show. I'm a big fan. Sean Verswell.
You flatter me, Phil.
It's dope, though. It's good. I'm into it.
Wait until it becomes Sean and Phil versus Wild.
Oh, dude, that would be too much.
The bald and the beautiful.
Apple will be like, oh, no, they're going to make too much money. It's going to be insane. Quick, kill them. And then we'll be dead.
Yeah, dude. Just, Illuminati.
Yeah.
You guys heard it first. Illuminati.
If we get blow darted to death, because I feel like that's how they'd take you out. Apple would have a really high-tech blow dart gun and just be like...
What happened to him?
Done.
He just died one day, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
Blow dart accident. I didn't even know he was into blow darts. Neither did I.
Neither did I. Well, Mother of God.
Guys, no. So many secrets.
Guys, you are here in the Louisville metro area. You're like on a break in between some shows you got coming up here. You're on tour with Icon for Hire?
Yes, correct. And October Sky.
And
our
October
brother,
Sky.
Our Montreal Canadian brothers.
Yeah,
oh, nice. Dudes.
They're awesome. They make great food.
Dude, check it out. There's two of them driving a big-ass RV.
The whole tour?
Just two of them.
That's so scary.
Singer,
I'm almost like, drummer. I'm almost like, do you guys want a caravan? Because that's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
But they're doing it, dude.
Hey, if they need a driver, you guys just call me, okay?
All right.
I can drive. That's one thing I can do.
They make good fajitas, though. Me and Phil experienced that.
Yeah. El Paso, right? Was that El Paso?
Yeah, they've cooked now a couple times because they have the RV, so they have, like, the kitchen and, like, you know, a fridge and everything. So it's really cool. Like, and there's been a couple times where I'm like, hey, we're going to go get food, and they're just super nice. They're like, no, come eat food with us, man. Like, what did they make the other night? Quesadillas. Shout out to Alex's quesadillas. They're delicious. I don't know if that was like a Canadian thing. Quesadilla. I don't, anyways, it was delish.
Am I saying that correct?
Quesadilla. I think my dad says quesadilla.
Canadadilla.
Canadadilla. Canadadilla. That's awesome.
Dude, but it's got cheese in it, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It's a passing fad, whatever this quesadilla thing is.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It's not going to last.
It's not.
It's not going to last.
They were wrong.
So, well, how's the tour been going so far?
It's good, man.
Great.
All the shows have been really fun. Icon for Hire dudes and Lady are awesome. Our manager, Ryan Seaman, is actually filling in on drums for them, too. So
sick.
It's pretty cool to have him on the road.
And we also got our boy, Ryan Kinley. He was our TM on Warped Tour. He was out for the first run. So
yeah,
it was nice
great.
To have him out there, too.
Yeah, dude. Kinley managed us.
Yeah, I love Kinley.
Oh, yes.
Kinley's great. Right.
I got to get him on the show.
Dude, you have to get Kinley on the
just
show.
Just to talk.
He's got so many stories, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, he knows everything, and he knows everyone, so that helps.
Yeah.
You don't even know. He'll be like, that's when I realized that I had 5 minutes to get to stage, but I had to finish my beer.
That actually sounds kind of like...
I'm working on
it's
it.
The
Kinley, don't be mad at me if you hear that impression and you're... not flattered, but I'm going to get it down, dude.
It's going to be perfect. And, you know, if Kinley can't do this, maybe you can just fill in and tell the same stories. No one's even going to be none the wiser.
Yeah, so you'll have Phil Adams playing Ryan Kinley.
The part of Ryan Kinley will be played by Phil Adams.
That's when I thought we need 2 gallons of gasoline and a cucumber.
That's so great. So, yeah, and so you guys are here in Louisville.
Yeah.
And then you guys, at the time of this recording, you'll be like already a weekend on a string of headlining dates.
Yes.
Correct. With our dudes in Moonwalker and His Dream of Lions.
Yep.
And then Moonwalker, formerly a couple members from Reckless Serenade.
Yeah, dude. We all, like last year, we all went on tour together, Assuming We Survived, my band, Uh-Huh Baby, yeah. At the time. March into Battle Tour and
fun,
Reckless Serenade. Mark and Rob, big fans of the show. I know they're going to be listening.
Oh, yeah. Man. We love those dudes.
Well, here's your chance. You tell them everything you need to tell Mark and Rob right now, because I'm sure they're going to hear this.
Mark has a smile that lights up the fucking room. He has the
he's got a smile, and it seems to me just reminds me of childhood memories where everything was...
He is. He's that, like, he's that dude. Like, sometimes he takes...
Blue sky.
Yeah, once in a while you're like, is he a mystical creature? He's real.
Yeah, they watched the show. They actually bought some merch from me. I sent some stuff over to them via the postal service.
Nice.
Ooh.
Old school name drop right there.
Old school, yeah.
The
cool
old
brag.
Postal service.
Yeah, dude, such great heights. I sent.
Dude.
Yeah. I sent the merch from such great heights, and it made it to their house in New York.
Yeah, but I have to say just one last thing. Like, for the record, since they listen, Mark... I am officially challenging you to a to-the-death freestyle battle.
To the death. Two men
That's
enter,
right.
One man leaves.
Yeah.
Only one survives.
It's Thunderdome.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to have snakes and spikes and fire and whatever else we could throw in there, and we're going to rap to the death.
You should have Kinley fucking referee it.
Kinley would be the best referee. Like, in the left corner, weighing in at approximately 205 pounds. Big P. That's me, by the way.
Big P. Yeah. Oh, Big P. Okay.
Big P. Or I don't know. I always thought my rap name would be Philosophocles.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
And my first album would be entitled Weed and or Cologne.
See, but if you're from the South, I feel like your rap name should be Filthy Phil.
Filthy Phil is pretty tight.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
I like it that your first album is going to be entitled.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be entitled.
It's going to be entitled.
That's the whole title, if you guys didn't catch that. Entitled Weed.
Colon.
Or, yeah, colon, weed, and or possibly some nice cologne.
That's so great. So what do you guys got going on? What do you guys got going on here? So you guys are going to do the Moonwalker Tour. What do you guys got going on after that? You going to hook back up with Icon?
Yeah, we link back up with Icon. I want to say, forget what city it is, but Minneapolis? Or no, it ends in Minneapolis or something.
I think it's Indiana.
Yeah, it might be.
Maybe?
I don't know. Indianapolis? That's just a couple hours north of here, brother.
Yep,
you'll be right
so.
Back in the neighborhood.
And then it's, you know, another month of that rig.
Gotcha.
And then after that, we finally...
Indianapolis, that's right.
Yeah, Indianapolis, yeah. Tight. And then after that, we're finally home for 2 months, which we're stoked. We haven't had 2 months off home in a long time, so... We'll get home and
doing some writing on the new record.
Start working on the new record.
Well, you guys have just been hustling. Because I mean, we toured together last year,
yep.
And then since then, I mean,
we haven't stopped.
I think it's our fourth tour.
You did Warped Tour also.
We did Warped Tour all summer. Then we did a headliner fall tour with Avi and Roe.
Yeah. Then we did the 7 Minutes in Heaven 2 week tour with 7 Minutes in Heaven.
Yeah.
Then what? There was something else after that.
That's it, and then headliner, and then
I Prevail,
then I Prevail,
and now this. So just it's,
we do have another tour confirmed for September, October, but we can't say who it's with.
We're pretty excited.
Really? Metallica. we can't say who it's with yet.
Really the good Beatles. Friends of ours. Yeah, love the dudes we're about to head out with.
Yeah, it's not Metallica, by the way. So don't go looking on your band in town page and be like, "What the hell? Metallica's not playing."
This is bogus. You don't want my money back, bro.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to sue you, bro.
But yeah, I bet you guys are looking forward to having just some time off. Because, I mean, you guys have just been go.
That'll be definitely nice.
We'll be home for 4th of July.
Dude, we haven't been home for 4th of July in forever. And I like to barbecue. I haven't even touched my barbecue in I don't even know how long. So I'm really excited.
Dude, yeah. I know that you're super into making food.
Oh, yeah. That's like my jam, dude.
Schnitzel.
By the way, since we've been here, he has made us some schnitzel.
That was bomb.
Last night with mashed potatoes. And then today he made his crepes in the morning.
I had a banana Nutella crepe for breakfast.
How was it?
It was delicious.
Did it live up to your high expectations?
Yeah, dude. I saw the movie Talladega Nights, and they talked about crepes in that movie. And after that, I was like, dude, definitely have to like look into that.
I fed my boys in the van.
Yeah, it was sick.
Phil was sleeping, and our boy Nick was sleeping, and I was like, I don't want these crepes to go cold. So I just like walked over to him. I was like, hey, dudes, wake up, eat some breakfast.
Adrian is an amazing cook. He like is a really good meat smoker.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Well, he smokes meat like he's really aggressive with it. And anyways, it's really good.
I like it that it truly is Sean versus Wild today because like
can you
just
hear the
guys just think that you're in a tropical rainforest environment, but you also can hear a jet flying over as well. Yeah, so
it's not quite lost, but
yeah. It is exactly. Lost because there's a jet that flew over. It will crash soon,
right?
And then there'll be a smoke monster
right there.
Yep, there'll be a smoke monster,
right?
River.
How you guys enjoying being in Louisville for like the past couple days?
It's been really
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah,
you know, nice weather.
Good weather.
A lot of bugs.
Good vibes, though. You know, we're hanging out with your former singer, Kevin, at his house, and his family's always so welcoming, and you know, it's just.
Good times, man.
Yeah. Super much needed, you know, 2 days off with good friends and family. So that's what's cool.
That's awesome.
It's been great. Like, once again, thank you to
the
Kevin
Fletcher
and his,
family,
the Fletcher family for having us. But you mentioned how we slept, Nick and I both slept in the van. And the reason is Nick and I are both thoroughly convinced that Kevin's house is haunted.
I think it is, too.
So, like, I had a phenomenon happen the other night.
Say that again. That's awesome.
Phenomenon. I'm like a phenomenon. Sorry.
John Travolta was there.
Yeah, yes. John Travolta showed up.
He was there.
And he wanted to play spades. I was like, whoa, dude. Travolta. Sorry, that was loud. But, yeah, dude, I don't know. It was kind of scary. We both had we don't need to really indulge into it, but.
Have you ever experienced a supernatural phenomenon before, or is this your first time?
Like, one time back years ago, my buddies lived in, like, an apartment in Santa Monica that they swore was, like, haunted, and they, you know, said all the stuff that happened, and we were, like, chilling in my friend's room, and it did get really cold out of nowhere, and there was like...
Then it turned out the AC was on the whole
time. It turned out they had central air, and I was like, okay.
This explains everything.
Myth debunked, yeah. No, but it was weird, and then the other night in Kevin's, and this is going to sound crazy, but I swear it felt like somebody like sat on the bed, the end of the bed, and then gotten up, and it was enough where it like moved my leg, and I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And I jumped up thinking it was like they have a cat, and there was no cat, so I just laid back down in terror. Snuggled.
You were, yeah, at first, I thought something was rustling in the bed, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll have like a Dan Aykroyd in Ghostbusters type experience.
That'd be cool.
Maybe it'll be like a ghost that's like really...
That wants to hook up?
Yeah.
Is that cheating? Hey, for the record, is that cheating if it's with a ghost?
If it's like, ethereal, I'm I don't think so. Man, I think that's, like, you know, where you draw the line.
Nah, yeah.
Ethereal presences?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just I think, like, you'd be fine on that.
That would have been cool, though. I would have been down if it was like a hot, like, Baywatch-looking ghost.
Or if it was like Tori Spelling in Scary Movie 2.
Yeah. I would have been like, all right, well, this isn't that bad.
We'll have to Google if there was ever a hot Baywatch cast member that left too soon, right, with some unfinished business.
Right, yes.
Because if there was, that's probably who visited
oh
you.
Oh, my gosh. But it was good times. Yeah, so anyways, I slept in the van, a little spooked out, but the house is beautiful, and it's probably not haunted. I'm probably just, like, lack
I think it's haunted.
Lack of sleep, and, you know.
And plus all the ghost stuff.
And, yeah, and the fact that maybe it is haunted, I don't know.
Look, I'm not saying that it's haunted, but it's probably haunted.
But it's probably haunted, yeah.
So, guys, yeah. Times. Well, what do you guys been out doing, man? You guys obviously, you know, talking about you're going to be out with Moonwalker. Cool dudes. Yes. Who are some other cool dudes?
Oh, man, so many. So many dudes.
I mean, we had a talk with a friend the other day at one of the shows, and we were talking, and I was just like, you know, honestly, we've been so fortunate to tour with so many bands that we thoroughly enjoy their company, and they're just good, solid dudes. And
yeah,
it's been like, I'm going to just throw this out there, every single band we've toured with.
Yeah, we were lucky. I mean, I got to give a shout out. Like, the first band to really take us out on a national level, was like Falling in Reverse. They took us on one of our first national runs, so we became good friends with all those dudes, and like eternally grateful to them for helping us out. And then also through that, we got to bro down really, really great with the Attila guys. They're really nice. Yeah. We actually hung out with Chris from Attila the other night at our show in Atlanta.
Awesome.
And Kaylin
as well in Orlando. Yes. So those are great dudes.
Our boys in Metro Station.
Yep, great love dudes.
Metro Station on the same tour. And it was...
I don't want to jinx it, but it's weird, and I don't know if like. I feel like every band so far that we go on tour with, we create like a good friendship with so far. I mean, I don't know, but like it was even, I forget who was saying it one day. I was at So What Fest, and I think it was the guitar player for Capsize. He walked by and he was just like, assuming we survive. Nicest band, voted nicest band in the scene, you know. Like, and then I thought about that. I'm like, man, are we too nice? Maybe I should start being a dick.
Yeah, maybe I should wear like more leather.
That's what I was thinking. Well, leather, yeah, that's how you balance it out. If you're too nice, you just add more leather to your wardrobe.
I would say just maybe tattoo your face a little bit.
Yeah, dude, like a spider that says fuck you on it.
Perfect.
Wait, can I curse? Can
we
curse?
Oh, yeah, dude, this is the internet.
Oh, yeah. Well, cool.
I think you can, last time I checked, you can say whatever
we
you
can
like.
Sacrifice a goat right now.
If you wanted to.
And we could mic up a goat.
But, you know, you're right, though. Nicest guys ever. And I felt like when we toured together, that's how I know you guys, obviously, from our tour last year. But, you know, I feel like that's true. As soon as we kind of, like, the first day together,
it was day one,
clicked.
For sure.
Yeah, you guys would be on that list, too, of great dudes. Uh-huh, yeah. Baby, yeah. We loved you guys. And we want the revival tour in a couple of years, you know. But, yeah, no, you guys are awesome.
You guys are just down to earth, though. Like, I feel like, you know, a lot of times we're from, like, you know, Indiana, Kentucky. We have that kind of hospitality, and we don't meet a lot of people that are on the same wavelength, I think, you know.
For sure, yeah.
A lot of times people are like, hey, you know, why are you guys so nice? People have asked us that before, and it's like, well, it's just kind of how we grew up.
Right.
You know? I think for us, like, definitely. We've been through so much bullshit in our lives, so much negative energy that, like, touring is stressful for anyone that's done it. You know,
right?
You know, and so like, we always try to keep just the most positive energy, because you know, like, keep the negative shit out and just enjoy ourselves, enjoy our company, you know, and have a good time and just be a positive influence, I guess.
Yeah, and plus it's cool when you meet, like, we've met certain people in bigger bands, you know, like top level players that are just like the nicest guys,
right?
And you're like, dude, these dudes are like top of the mountain, and they're so nice.
On Warped Tour, I you know, obviously grew up listening to Newfound Glory. And Cyrus became friends on Warped Tour. You know, we had lunch together. He gave me their brand new book they dropped last year, all signed by the dudes.
That's awesome.
Newfound Glory. He just gave it to me. But yeah, like that, and then, you know, maybe
it's a perfect
friends,
example.
It's, like,
yeah,
it's so cool
when you
like,
meet bands that have that example of being good dudes. You know, it's something that we kind of took under our wing as well, to be that kind of band. You know,
you guys really are. You guys emanate a lot of positivity throughout your set, but then also too, like, I'm reading articles where it's like, you know, you're saving fans from, like, you know, stressful situations. What was that all about? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So we were in Canada. I forget what. I think it was Lethbridge, or maybe I was wrong. Oh, it's Calgary. I can't remember.
Canada.
Can't remember what city.
It was Lethbridge, but
it was cold. I remember that.
Anyways,
it was cold. That's for sure. Yeah. So behind the where the smoking pit areas was, there was, like, you know, covered in chain link fence and had barbed wire on top of the fence, and right behind that there was a trailer. So the boys were loading gear, and I was smoking a cigarette by the trailer, just kind of, you know, waiting for the next group, next round of equipment to come in. And there's this girl crying. And usually if I see fans, like, crying or being stressed out, I'll always go talk to them. I'll see a lot of times they have panic attacks, and, you know, we'll breathe 10 times and we'll sing Hakuna Matata or something just to get their mind off of whatever it is they're going through at that time. But so I saw her crying, and I have wiener dogs at home, so one of my fans gave me, like, a little Beanie Baby wiener dog. So I figured that it would cheer her up. So I went and grabbed it out of the guitar vault and ran it over to her, and I told her to come over towards the fence, and gave her the dog. I was like, hey, I hope you're doing good here. Let this cheer you up. And she couldn't breathe. She was pretty hysterical. And as she was trying to say what was going on, I guess her boyfriend came out of the back door, grabbed her by the neck, threw up against the wall, and hit her. And no one on the patio did anything, but, like, instantly. I don't even know. I think I even surprised Joe, our bass player at the time, because I literally, without hesitating, I jumped up, grabbed the barbed wire fence, and pushed off in one jump and jumped over it. And I jumped over the fence, and then I just hit him through the door. And then when he went through the door, there was security right there, and security was, like, super confused. Obviously, they didn't know what the hell was going on. So then they escorted us towards the front, and I'm sitting there explaining, like, what's going on. I'm like, dude, this dude just hit this little girl, you know? It's not okay. And the dude was like, I'll hit whoever the fuck I want. And he started making his way towards me to, like, come at me, which that wouldn't have worked out well either way. But Joe ran all the way around the building within this time frame. Joe saw it happen. Joe was walking towards the trailer when I jumped over the fence. He saw the girl get hit, and then saw me jump over this fence and go through the doors. So Joe ran through all the way around through the building, and as this dude came out towards me, Joe just got him. And
Just clocked him.
Well, he pushed him.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I think for the record, it was an altercation, and nobody really knows what happened, but no, I'm just kidding.
What was Joe? Knows.
No, Joe, yeah. Joe, you don't want to mess with Joe, man. He's fast. Yeah. People don't realize.
He's spry.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a very fast dude.
Right.
Oh, but the worst part was that, like, the security kicked them both out. And I was like, me and Joe were like, dude, don't kick the girl out. Like, let her stay. We'll get her an Uber. We'll get her taxi out of here. Like, don't kick her out with this dude that's obviously abusive, you know. But unfortunately, they did. But the next day, she wrote our band street team, and our awesome friend Julie Fox runs it. And she, like, sent me all the screenshots, and she was like, no one's ever stood up for me before. This kind of gave me the courage to kind of leave. And she's actually been in touch since then, so she's doing good. Hopefully,
see, that's awesome.
Hopefully she stays
with
it.
Out of that situation, man.
And then what was it? Like, 4 days later, we were playing our first show back in the States with I Prevail, and that dude, like, elbowed that chick, and I, like, stopped the show. You remember that?
Yeah.
And then the whole crowd was like, fuck that guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't see that very often, where people, like, really just go out of their way to stop injustice that they see firsthand.
I think any one of us would. I mean, any one of us in our band, if we saw something shitty go down, we'd voice our opinions for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not okay. Shows are supposed to be a safe place.
That's what I'm saying. You guys are just, like, homegrown dudes. You have your feet planted firmly in the ground, even though you guys are out doing huge things. And there's something to be said about that, like, having that sort of mentality, being just down to earth, you know?
That's definitely, like, been the goal. I mean, we want to be the biggest. You know, obviously, we want our band to succeed, and we want to get as many people to.
We're going
to
be bigger than Kiss, bro.
Kiss. No, definitely. Yeah, man. We want to take this band as far as we can, and we love doing it. We love playing the music. I mean, we've all been playing together for long time, the four of us, you know. And actually, Adrian, you said it sounded kind of funny because you're like, Joe, our bass player at the time. I want to clarify the time of the incident.
Yeah, the
Joe
time of the
is
oh, yes.
still our bass player.
Yeah, just not okay. I didn't even think that sounded weird.
I didn't want someone to hear that.
No, Joe at the time. Okay, yeah.
He just couldn't join us for the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, it's going great, man. We're stoked on the momentum we have. And, man, we're fired up to write another record, man. I know these guys got a bunch of ideas, so.
That's going to be exciting. You know, writing the record when we get home. Plus, like, we're so thankful to Kevin Lyman. We love him so much. He's given us so many rad opportunities. He asked us back for our hometown date, Pomona.
That's going to be insane.
That's going to be really, really fun.
Yeah. It's your hometown date, but it's also Kevin Lyman's hometown date. Yeah. So it's always like a really.
And it's a lot of bands' hometown dates, which is cool too, the fact that, like, you know, that we even got invited, because there's a lot of big bands from the LA area that aren't on the Warped Tour this year that, you know, could have gotten asked to play it.
And last year you guys just killed it on Warped Tour.
That was fun.
It was so much fun. Yeah,
well,
I was so stoked.
We got to hang out in Cincinnati and I may have seen you crowd surf,
dude.
That was epic. That was like, what?
I'm sure you can find a YouTube video of this, but why don't you go ahead and explain? It's not just any normal, hey, I'm going to jump off the stage type thing. What exactly happened for the listeners out
so
there?
So, like, to kind of set you guys up, basically how it all transpired, that particular day in Cincinnati, we were on the Cyclops stage, and traditionally we would be, like, in the amphitheater with the Cyclops stage and the Poseidon stage. Well, on this particular magical day, Mr. Lyman, much love, once again, he decided to put one of the main stages in the amphitheater next to our Cyclops stage. So we were like, what? Crazy. So when schedules came out, we were even more excited to see that we were going on right before Sleeping with Sirens.
Yeah, so all those people were there to see you, and then they stayed for Sleeping with Sirens.
Exactly, yeah. So Sleeping, guys, you know, you're welcome. No big deal. No, but it was insane because everyone piled in to get ready to see Sleeping, and here we are. You know, I don't know how many people in Cincinnati had checked us out prior, but, you know, we had probably almost one of the biggest crowds we've ever played,
right? It was packed. There was like six, I don't even know, man.
It was a big
number.
Well, yeah. And then,
for us, you know.
Yeah, and the point of this whole story is I saw you, Adrian, crowd surf from, let's say, the first person in the first row all the way up an amphitheater and then all the way back down.
It was pretty nuts. I didn't make it all the way back down. I kind of, as I was coming back down, I kind of jumped. I did get poked in the butt. I swear I did. Like, I got poked in the butt and I looked down and there's this big burly dude and he was just like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, it's okay. But I ended up jumping down and then I literally got to watch my amazing band just fucking kill it on stage as I'm on the other side of the fucking amphitheater. It was really cool. Super surreal. I have to say, I like, my band's a shit. I love my boys.
Right back at you.
And I never get, you know, you never get that out-of-body experience, but I think I got a little bit of that day. Just being able to see my dudes on the stage and, like, the fucking arena was just packed, you know.
Yeah. So I mean, really there were cool. thousands and thousands
yeah,
of kids
it was,
packed
it was
into the
thing. It was packed. It was big. I mean, like,
I mean, I was
for,
there
once
that
again,
day.
For us, it was big. Like, I don't know. I'm sure there's, you know, the bigger bands are like, oh.
It was one of the coolest sights I've ever seen playing live. Just
yeah.
And you just happened to be watching it from the drummer, like, behind the drum kit.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it was sick.
Crazy.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, like I said, I was there. I was in one of the front rows checking it out. You guys were nice enough to guest list me for Warped Tour last year.
GL every time, dude.
GL me. But yeah, that was an awesome set. I mean, I love you guys anyway, but to see something that epic, I mean, that's pretty much a viral thing. I feel like I saw that a lot.
Yeah, Alt Press, Tori, like, shared it.
That's
or
cool.
She shared the picture and stuff. And there's a really cool picture. We use it all the time just because it's just such a rad picture. It's just literally me and a sea of people getting my
butt like,
fondled.
Where's Adrian? Right.
I'm surprised. I don't know if there is a Guinness World Record for longest singer crowd surf.
I think you were close, dude.
You were close for sure. You had to be. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Mr. Guinness, if you're listening. Yeah. Alec Guinness, if you're listening. We've got a world record for you.
Yeah, we're
coming
for
in
you,
hot.
Dude.
That's awesome. So, yeah, and then you guys, like I said, nonstop. You guys have been running nonstop for the last year plus. And then you're going to be home for a little bit after this this Icon for Hire leg finishes up. What do you guys got planned from there?
Definitely going to go home and chill. We do have, like, families back home and stuff. A few of us are married. A few of us have, like, children and whatnot. So, like, we're definitely stoked to get home for, like, 2 months of that. And then also, though, we're still going to be, like, writing and really trying to get the new record writing machine going, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know, I want to touch back on the amazing bands that we met, because we just did that tour with I Prevail, and I just want to say that they're some of the best dudes on the planet. I love those dudes.
No, legit.
They've been a band for like 2.5 years?
3 years?
No, it's less than 3. And they're already doing Main Stage Warped Tour. They're selling out every venue they play. It's insane.
Yeah.
I've never seen this happen to a band before, like in my life.
Yeah. Like I said, I couldn't believe it. Like I said, that you guys are going to, I see that you guys were going out on tour with them, and then it's like, they're the main thing on
everywhere.
Wrestling. And well, yeah, everywhere. But then I happened to see them on wrestling. They're like the theme song to like a pay-per-view. And
that's
awesome.
That's
actually pretty big business, really.
Right.
Because there's thousands of diehard wrestling fans out there. Yes. Me being one of them.
Right, yeah. Wrestling's a big, like, it's its own thing. Like, microcosm of culture. Like, people are hardcore, right? I personally grew up watching wrestling. Still like it and, of course, enjoy it. I don't really follow it as much today. I'm kind of out of the loop. If you were to be like, yo, who just won, like, SummerSlam? I'd be like, don't know.
Yeah, because SummerSlam hasn't happened yet.
See, exactly. That's how... Because
it happens in the summer, late summer. Great.
Do you know the dudes in It Lives a Breeze? Love those dudes as well. We had the pleasure of playing a couple shows with them in Ice Nine Kills, but and Sirens and Sailors. But It Lives in Breeze. Kevin is, like, a huge wrestling fan, and he literally does covers of, like, wrestling anthems and shit. You got to check it out.
That is so sick. Just kind of, I don't know, I would say off record, but it's going to record anyway, whatever. But randomly, he posted something on Facebook that I was tagged in, and it was like, hey, looking to maybe hit up some podcasts. And I messaged him. I was like, hey, I know you're busy, but I have a podcast. Check it out. And let me know what you think. And he wrote me back, and he was like, yeah, man, I'd love to talk about it. And he was like, you know, I like to talk about music, but I'm also into this wrestling thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
I fucking
love it. Well, the second that I heard that, I was like, well, let's talk about wrestling in this whole email where we just sit around and chat about wrestling. So hopefully he'll be on the
show. Super solid dude, man. We love those guys. All those dudes are great, man. Like I said, man, we've been so fortunate to tour with so many humble, fun dudes, man.
Yeah, Wage War. Really cool. Wage War is another one.
Oh, uh-huh, baby, yeah, that's a great one.
Uh-huh, baby, yeah. On the last tour, Islander, those guys were really, really great dudes. There's so many. I mean, we could keep going on and on. So if we haven't listed or mentioned your band, we love you, too. Dude, we could go for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, we could, like, and we're so grateful for that because there's been so many bands that have been cool to us, so.
And you've been cool to all of us.
Well, yeah, we want to reciprocate and just keep the vibe going, man.
Well, speaking of you guys being cool to other bands, you guys have also been cool enough to have a song that I can play on the show.
Nice.
And what song do you guys have? You guys have prepared a piece.
We have a composition that we have put together specifically.
I believe it's Exit at the Door.
Yes, that is the composition.
Adrian, tell me a little bit about Exit at the Door before. I'll let you do the lead in, brother.
Well, it was, I think on this is our first full length record. And, you know, we put it out June 24th, the first day on Warped Tour. And it was the chance for us to really be able to write, or at least put on a record 11 songs that talks about, like, who we are as people, what we've been through, what we go through. Exit at the Door is, it's about a lot of fake friends and fake people that, you know, they have their own agenda, their own intentions for your friendship. And it's just kind of one of those things. And we kind of wanted to write about it, you know. And like I said, we're very fortunate that we do have a ton of amazing people in our lives. But there are certain, there's always, everybody has them, you know. Those people that they just want to try to benefit from you and who you are.
Every bit of success that you have made that can try to benefit them as well.
Yeah. And... you know, I mean, if you want to be successful, go out there and get it. Do it on your own, man. You got this.
Exactly.
But the song is basically about, you know, friendships, the good and the bad of friendships. So.
I gotcha. Well, guys, this is going to be... That's the ghost.
Did you hear that knock? It's the ghost.
Oh, yeah, that is the ghost, dude. That's when it gets windy, it does that crazy...
Sorry.
It's the ghost of Christmas.
I just had to throw that out there. The ghost is real.
All right, guys. Well, this is Exit at the Door by Assuming We Survive.
I wanted. sliding door.
All right, guys, that was Exit at the Door by Assuming We Survive. And we're back. We're in the flora, the fauna, the wilderness with the wildlife. There's roosters, there's jets, there's birds. Roosters are
there's
birds.
Bugs.
There's bugs.
There's lots of bugs.
We're just out here making it happen.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's a little dangerous. We at times fear for our life, but, you know.
It's whatever.
And we forgot about there's ghosts.
And there's ghosts.
Oh, my gosh.
Bill,
yes.
You have a genuine fear of ghosts. We talked about that.
Yeah, it's like I slept in our good friend Kevin's house, and I had an experience.
Yeah, how was it?
In the room. Felt like the bed moved a couple times. It was very strange.
And we're used to like the beds moving. We're from California, so we get earthquakes and stuff. This was not what. This was not that.
I thought you were making another. Like, we're used to making the bed move.
No, if you know what I'm saying.
Down hey, no, I don't know. No, like it's an old house, right? And so
built in like the late 1800s.
Yes. And then Kevin, our good friend, has like kind of done some ghost hunting stuff. He thinks there's something in the house.
Could
already.
Be a spiritual entity.
Right. Could be
paranormal.
Paranormal, if you will. But yeah, it just really tripped me. I don't know for sure what it is. But like, yeah, the bed moved a couple times and I froze in fear. And I just cried myself to sleep.
Did you put the covers over your head?
I did, like when you're a kid and you think like your blanket's a impenetrable force.
Yeah. Like they can't get through it.
Yeah, you're like, magic cloak, protect me. And then like, I mean, if it is a ghost, I'm pretty sure they can float right through your blanket.
Dude, the other day we had like horrible weather and like 4 o'clock in the morning I woke up and it was like the wind and the thunder and like definitely like tornado like conditions and stuff. And I just like woke up and I was just thinking like, you know what, dude, I'm just going to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
If it's my time to go, it's my time to go.
Right. Great. Like similar situation. I was like, this ghost is going to throw me out the window right now. You know what? It's just my time.
That's just how it's going to go.
that's a new Vin Diesel movie. Vin Diesel versus the ghost.
Could you imagine just being born with a name like Vin Diesel? You know he was destined for greatness.
Yeah, oh, definitely. He was destined to be a truck driver, probably. His dad was like, boy, I'm going to name you Diesel. You're going to drive big rigs. And then he was like, no, Papa. There is more for me in Hollywood.
Dude, Chris, didn't you say Vin Diesel has like a name that's not as cool as Vin Diesel?
Oh, yeah.
I think Chris knows his real name.
His actual name is Mark Sinclair.
Sorry, that was a little over. But come on. How do you go from Vin Diesel, extraordinaire race car killer driver?
Could you imagine Mark Sinclair in Fast and the Furious?
Yes.
You're like, I'm not going to check it out.
No, yeah, not for me.
He'd be an adult film star, and it would be Mark Diesel in Running Hot Part 2.
Yeah, okay, guess what state Vin Diesel, a.k.a. Mark Sinclair, was born in?
Hold on. Let me think about this.
I would always imagine that he was just like from New Jersey.
Florida. Okay. Florida. I'm going Florida.
What about you, Adrian?
I was thinking Florida.
He was actually born in California.
Oh,
up
come
north.
On.
Up north.
No, NorCal.
Hey, man.
That doesn't count.
He's from your neck of the woods.
No, we're Southern.
No, we're SoCal,
we're Southern, okay. Southern California.
Hey, you guys are from the same state.
Yeah, but there's a big divide between Southern California and Northern California.
One has
California.
Beaches, one has trees.
Mm-hmm. But he did go to school, I think, in New York.
Ah. Mm.
Did you're so wise to Mark Sinclair's life.
I know. He went to the prestigious acting school. Oh, yeah. Where you learn to just kill it.
Guys, in the second half of the podcast, we're going to be promoting the biography written by Chris about the life and times of Vin Diesel. So make sure you check that out at Barnes & Noble.
It's his life's work.
You can get it on Audible. He'll be reading the audiobook.
Yes. Indeed.
So, but yeah, Exit at the Door. You're talking about that before the break. It was, you know, it's about some fake friends and stuff like that. Do you get a lot of that being from, you know, SoCal, being from like the LA area, City of Dreams?
Yeah, well, there's definitely people. I mean, I don't know. There's definitely people that, yeah, you know, I guess, yeah, L.A. or, like, Hollywood or whatever you want to say, like, being the entertainment, like, capital, if you will. Like, yeah, you definitely have, like, shallow people that are just there to, you know, out for themselves, you know. I don't know. But, yeah, like you said, that's probably everywhere. I don't know. I'm sure New York has people that are just, like, you know. out to get you.
I'm sure New York has just, you know, bad people in.
I'm sure New York has shitty people.
I bet they have good people, bad people, and medium people.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to say that's a standard, right?
I listen to this podcast called Sword and Scale.
Right.
And a lot of the murders that they do are in Florida.
Dude,
there's
Florida
a lot
seems
of crazy
to be
people in Florida.
Weird.
It seems to be strange, you know?
Like, they, you think that is?
That's where they did all the bath salts some years ago. Like the big bath salt incidents.
A lot of Dominicans in
Bjork
Florida.
Stalker.
A lot of Cubans.
Remember Bjork Stalker?
Oh, the Bjork Stalker. Dude, I happen to randomly, and I don't know what this says about me.
I happen to know him.
I don't know what this says about me, but I watched like a ton of like his home video on YouTube
one time.
And the dude is nuts. I could probably play that guy. Me or Phil could probably play that guy in his life story.
Why was? Did he have a shaved head? Bald shaved head?
Yep.
Sick.
You know.
I'm going to audition.
He's nuts, dude.
I'll see you at the finals.
Yeah, bring it on, Sean. Me versus you.
Vying for the opportunity to play Bjork Stalker in your lifetime film.
Hey, man. That's a prestigious role right there.
I'm going to show you a picture real quick because I have my phone right here.
Yeah. Swan dress. The Bjork Stalker story.
That's great.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the resemblance could be uncanny.
I'm looking at a picture of the guy right now, Chris DeShamey, and he's terrifying.
Yeah,
he's scary.
Oh, man.
So we have to really get into some. We get our Darth Maul face painting skills up.
He's a creepy looking one. I wouldn't want to have him over for Thanksgiving. Oh my God, he's wearing someone else's face. I think I don't know what's.
Chris keeps showing me crazy stuff.
Sorry,
but in all honesty, here. So yeah, the theme. You know, you're talking about the theme of Exit of the Door, fake friends, and stuff like that. I mean. What are some other themes that you're going to be exploring? I know you said you're going to be writing a new album and stuff like that. Just sitting down, and I'll just direct this to you, Adrian. Sitting down talking to you, man, you have like a crazy, you know, you're talking about writing about past experiences and stuff like that. You've had a pretty eventful past, you know. You're talking about being in the military and living in Germany and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. It's been a long, crazy life already.
Yeah.
I think... on our record, All Roads Lead Home, I didn't dive super into it, but I dove a little bit into my past with my dad. There's a song called Bitter, and my dad used to put his gun in my mouth, and beat me pretty rigorously. So I kind of talk a little bit about that. There's a line that says, "I had a gun to my head. I thought I'd be dead by now because I thought my dad was going to kill me a couple times." I think this record, though, there's just so much to talk about constantly. I mean. You know, we're going to talk about the good and the bad, everything in between, what our friends go through, you know. The way we write, we always, you know, it's not about any one person. It's always about everybody else's experiences as well.
Right.
So,
Well, just kind of talking about how you guys are like that band that radiates like positivity. I guess what would you say to anybody out there that's in similar situations if you had to give them a message of from your experience?
I'd say first, don't blame yourself. You know, and secondly, talk to someone, no matter who, find someone to talk to. You can't carry all that weight.
Don't blame yourself and don't let anyone else blame you. Like the people who are abusing you if you're getting abused and stuff like that, you know, because I feel like that's a lot of these kids. They feel like they're to blame because their parents tell them they're no good.
Yeah.
Or their friends or their family, you know, their family don't tell them they're good. And it's like, dude,
no, you're perfectly fine.
Like, I just don't get how people could do that to their fucking kids, you know?
Well, I feel like being in the music scene, especially like the pop punk or alternative or some sort of music scene that whatever you would want to put as like an umbrella term in the music that we play and stuff like that, the fans that you meet, the people that you meet along the way, you know, sometimes you just have people that are in really tough situations, so they go to a show to where they can fit in.
Yeah.
They can be a part of something, you know.
Well, I think we all, I mean,
that's probably how we all got into it.
And no one's situation's any worse than anyone else's. It's your situation.
Right.
It's however bad it is for you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm sure Phil's dealt with stuff when he was growing up. I'm sure Chris, Joe, you know, myself, like everyone's story is different. You know, just because I have my story doesn't mean that, you know, I felt more pain than they did at any point.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. You know. Just talk about it, you know. Talking is so important. Trying to get it off your chest,
right?
Because bottling it up, and I bottled it up forever, and I still have my issues, and I still need to talk about a lot of the stuff that I went through. You know, I don't think I addressed a lot of my inner demons, you know. But it's important, you know. So don't blame yourself. Talk to someone, you know. And if you're dealing with kind of like a substance abuse or anything, try to get help. You know what I mean? Like,
don't be ashamed.
Yeah, life does get better, man. You know, life definitely gets better.
And the thing is you're just in a perfect position to where you can kind of let all that out. I mean, you're the singer, you know, of a band. You can let all that out and put that into your music, put that into your words,
You know, Phil helps me letting it out, too, because I can't scream as good as he can. When he screams and I can hear his passion in his voice, I feel relieved sometimes. I'm like, there it is.
Well, that's because I took 25 years of voice training.
Yeah, so not only can I scream, I can rap also.
Well, yeah, if you studied with a Siberian singlord in the western mountains of China, you too would scream like a banshee from hell, okay?
Yeah, if you two did that, they would definitely be screaming like a banshee.
Screaming's tight.
Could you imagine if Bono was just screaming like that? Too.
What?
You said you two could scream like that. Could you imagine if Bono was just screaming like that?
Oh, Bono would just be crushing, dude.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco.
Yeah, man. That's funny.
Perfect. Yes, I think you two, if you're listening, I'm sure you are.
They're always checking it
they're
out,
dude. Always. Yeah. Just wanted to know what I'm up to. So you two, I'm just saying, next record, maybe put a little, put some screams in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was in an old band and we had really like silly stage names. And mine was Feel, like F-E-E-L, Screams. Feel the scream. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, that was your email too.
I did at the time.
Yeah, you just named yourself after your email.
That was a Yahoo email.
I can't remember.
PhilStreams@yahoo.com.
Damn, good point. Now I can't recall if it was the email that came first or the stage name. Damn it.
You know what's great is I'm sure somebody's going to listen to that and just shoot an email that way. So if that email address is still active,
PhilStreams87, right? At Yahoo?
Oh, come on. No, that's not it. That's not it. But go ahead. You can send stuff to that email.
Dude, that's my personal email.
No, but like, yeah, we all, the older band, we had like the stupidest names. Like, I think my good friend, I'm going to put him on blast here, Mike Cambra, great drummer. He drums for Death by Stereo, The Adolescents, and Common More. He's probably got three other bands I don't know about. He's a busy guy. But I think he was, I hope he doesn't get mad I say this, but he was Mikey Slutz.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, it was,
what kind of band were you guys?
We were
like Motley Crue or something?
Like, not really. Glam,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, it was Mikey Slutz, Feel Screams. I can't remember the other ones, but our bass player was C Murder. Oh,
C Murder was a rapper.
That's a I rapper know. Who's dude, in jail, keep, I think.
Keeping you on your toes.
So it's not just a clever rap name.
Yeah, but I always thought that was funny.
It's not
like,
just a clever name.
Yeah.
I feel like you got to be such an awesome band to pull off the stage name thing. X, you know, per se, Avenged Sevenfold can pull that off, you know?
Yeah.
And that's it.
Otherwise, you're like Shifty Shell Shock from Crazy Town.
Yeah, nobody wants to be that guy.
You know
Sorry,
what I'm saying?
Dude. But
come,
no.
My lady.
Come, come, my lady.
Dude, Butterfly. Dude, I bet that guy just cashed his checks.
That's a good song, dude.
Yeah,
that is.
I love that song.
That song, you could put that song on any time during the day, and it's just like, all right, it's time to dance.
You could have put that song on any of my high school dances, and we would have.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
What was the soundtrack to your high school dance? Crazy Town was definitely on mine.
I never had
We had some Yin Yang Twins, some Little John to the window.
You never had a high school dance. Well, you're an army brat, though, right?
Yeah, but I mean, when I was growing up, I mean, I had middle school dances on bases, but in Dominican Republic, you don't really get high school dances.
So you got Germany, Dominican Republic. Tell me about your where have you lived in all of this time?
So I grew up. Well, I was born in Germany. My mom is German. My dad's Dominican, so I'm a Germanican. And I was raised for the first 5 years in Germany, and then my dad got stationed in Maryland. So I grew up in Maryland for a few years, and then he got restationed back in Germany. He finished out his military career out there. And when I was 15, I moved with my dad to Dominican Republic. My parents got divorced. And, lived out in Dominican Republic and ran away from home.
Where do you run to from the Dominican Republic?
Puerto Rico. And you join the army like I did.
Oh, snap.
No, I mean, like, you just... It's a poor country.
Right.
And a lot of my friends were poor. And so I'd, like, bounce around. You live, you know, you sleep underneath a bridge, you party all night, and that's basically it.
You know, you told me that you're telling me that story, and you told me that story before, but I feel like you could sit down with my grandfather, who had almost the exact same story. He grew up from a very abusive childhood. His his mother died really, really young, and his father was like really abusive, and he just ran away. He was from another part of Indiana, and he moved to Louisville, and he stayed in the stables, slept in the stables at Churchill Downs here, walked the horses, wow. And then when he was old enough, he joined the army, and that was it.
Wow, there you go. Very comparable.
And you know, it's similar. Wow. A lot of soldiers have that story. You know, the army is a great thing for a lot of reasons. You know, it takes you in, and it definitely taught me how to become a man. Gave me free school, which is awesome. You know,
yeah.
Some of the best friends on the planet. It's kind of cool touring, you know, because I get to see a lot of my military buddies around, and I know my boys have met a couple of them already. You know, we have our buddy Ryan and Guido and whoever else. So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome, though. Yeah, and plus it keeps you in tip-top shape, it looks
like. Yes, yes. Well, not now. I mean,
you're the only one with your shirt off, I'm just going to say.
Well, yeah, I just got a haircut.
He's got the metabolism of, like, I don't even know what it'd be comparable.
Yeah, every time I go to the barber, I take my shirt off too. So.
He's got the metabolism of a crystal meth addicted jaguar.
You seen Breaking Bad? That's him.
Yeah.
That's him.
Oh man.
Yeah, the dude can eat whatever he wants.
I love food, like, man. Food is good. Food is really good. Which is why I like to cook food. I love sushi. I love barbecue.
I gotcha. I think actually when we stayed at your house, we went to a place that was like sushi and barbecue.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
Combined?
Yes, I believe it was like a Korean barbecue.
When you guys stayed with us the first night, we went to a Chinese restaurant, which is super bomb. I love that place.
Yeah, that was
really
tight.
Really good. And then I think we stopped at Hangar 24 Brewery in Redlands.
Yes, we did.
And got some beer and all that good stuff. Isn't that the same time I gave, a buddy of mine randomly had a bunch of weed, like it was dirt weed or something. He was like, "Hey, you want it?" I was like,
"Snickle Fritz."
No, it was horrible. But it was literally a trash bag full. And I was like, "Well, no, I'm good." But I know this one dude that's coming here in a couple of days. He might want it.
He might want a trash bag full of weed.
Yeah, who doesn't want a trash bag full of dirt weed?
Oh yeah.
I don't even know what dirt weed is, but you guys are from California, where weed is totally legal.
Oh
and
man.
So you know that's the difference between you and I.
Yeah,
because it's 100% illegal.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so we're not used to that too. Like being from California, the cannabis is legal, and there's so many dispensaries and all that stuff, which I know they have like in Colorado, but that's crazy, man.
It's just a different social dynamic too.
It's just crazy. Yeah, you just walk in, and you know, you still have to have a medical card in California. I believe that's until
I'm sure that's probably really difficult to get.
2018. Oh, it's way difficult. You go in. Pay
or you go online.
Yeah,
pay $60 and you get it in the mail the next week later.
You just have to click the box that says I'm sick.
Perfect.
What is your reason?
My
sick. Foot hurts.
Yeah,
you could come up with anything, but yeah, it's chill. It's cool.
Dude, right? I'm sorry to hear about your foot, man.
Yeah, man, I jumped out of a moving car.
True story.
That's a true story. How much time do we have? Should we
tell them? Yeah, you got plenty of time. You jumped out of a moving car. Well, Phil, I got to know about this.
All right. Oh, man, my wife's not going to be stoked I'm telling this
story. Before he says this story, I just want to also say that I'm, like, I know.
Full disclosure.
Not only speaking for myself, but we're so proud of Phil. Dude, you're, like, getting close. What, 13 days?
Oh, yeah. I was I'm almost, like, got a year without drinking alcohol because I was getting, like, a little crazy.
Dude, he had an alter ego named Luther?
Yeah. Yeah, we could get into that if you want. Yeah, I had the alter ego.
You don't want to talk to Luther, man.
Yeah.
You don't want to see him.
Luther just wanted to, like, rampage on stuff.
But one hell of an amplifier, though.
Oh, yeah. If I ever create my own amplifier company, my metal amp will be called the Luthcifer.
Oh, nice.
Luther and Satan mixed together, if you didn't follow.
Perfect.
Where were we at? Where
jumping
were we
car.
Drinking days.
Oh, drinking days.
Old
so, yeah.
Phil.
So, old drinking story. I was with my girl, and I obviously had too much port wine, I think it was, I had that night. Shout out to port wine. I was too messed up, and I was being a jerk, I'm sure, and I don't know what I was thinking, obviously, but I was, you know, arguing with my lady, and something, you know, led me to be like, you say that one more time, I'm jumping out of this car, man. And I don't know what she said, but she was probably so mad at me. Much love to my wife for putting up with me through all my stupidness over the years, but I did it, man. I had
your man of your word.
Enough where Luther took the wheel and was like, "We're out, bro!" And I jumped out of the car, going about we can't have been going more than 70. No, we were going probably 20. It was like a side street, if I remember correctly, which I don't. But, man, food for thought. Don't ever jump out of a moving car because it's not like the movies.
Cement.
Well, it was cement, half gravel. And yeah. I hit the ground and I started to barrel roll like probably literally like 14 times. Just and then I got up and I had sandals on, by the way. Side note, sandals. That's how crazy I was. And yeah, man, my lady just drove off. And of course, me being the drunk idiot that I am was like, oh, you're just going to keep on driving now, huh? He's gonna drive away and just leave me here by my lonesome. Like
with a broken ankle.
Yeah, no, I gouged out like a half
chunk,
inch to an inch chunk out of my foot, and it was bleeding, and I was just like, well, that's just great. Now I got a freaking hole in my foot. And then, you know, anyways, long story short, I Epsom salt bathed it every day and it's fine. I still have a scar. I still got a foot. So anyways, that was like my very short-lived stunt career.
Hey, you know, a very similar story happened to Jimmy Buffett. He actually blew out his flip-flop, but he's just stepped on a pop-top.
Oh, nice.
When he was in Margaritaville. Actual lyrics to the song. Actual song lyrics. But I will say one thing about Luther, though. He did introduce me to the chilada.
Oh, I did? Or Luther did.
Luther did. Luther definitely.
Yeah, because I was still boozing, if you will, when we toured together.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a lot of good times.
I didn't know anything about a chelada. They don't sell, I don't know, chelada ingredients at a gas station around here.
That's a Southern California thing.
It must be a thing. Well, what are you supposed to do? Like, are you supposed to just like put hot water in it or something?
No, you the ready-made chelada cups.
It's supposed
cups,
to have beer in it. Is that what it comes from?
No, you pour. It has all the spices. For those that don't know, like it's a cup. It's got all these spices. It's got this really great like spiced rim on the cup. And you basically just pop the cup open, dump your beer in, boom.
It's almost like chili powder salt. And then you mix it, and it's kind of like tomato juicy.
Is it 100% made to put beer in?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was like some sort of baking thing. Like, like basically you put noodles in it and you got some sort of spicy ramen.
Hey, you know what, though? You might have just created a great idea. Because if you take a top ramen and then you put that into the chelada cup and then add some hot water, dude, you are brilliant.
It's got to be a thing.
Fireworks. It's going to be spicy noodles.
Look at this. You guys thought you were just going to come for a podcast and turns out
we're just creating recipes.
You left with a multi-million dollar idea.
In all seriousness, though, we'll see. We're going to the East Coast. I don't know if they have the chelada cups. But when we get back to the West Coast, I'm going to try that. And I'm going to text you.
They do in New York,
be like,
though.
Dude, it was delicious.
This chelada was on fire. Well, fantastic, guys. Well, I tell you what. We're like coming into the home stretch here. So I guess I just want to ask, you know, you guys, where can people find your music? Where can people find you on like Netscape and Gateway and
Netscape, dude, yeah,
AOL,
on Kazaa and Morpheus.
Yeah, what chat rooms do you guys frequent on AOL?
No, we're on. I mean, all the basics. You know, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. I think we're on Google. I don't know.
We're on Google Play. We're on iTunes.
Bunch of Pandora. YouTube stuff too.
Just assuming all we survive, man. Assuming we survive.
You know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. Where we post tour dates and all that, so if you want to come check us out and have fun, hit up our Instagram and Twitter, Facebook.
Dude, your live show is absolutely fantastic. So if anybody out there listening that hasn't been, you got to go.
Thanks.
Yeah. Great experience. Very positive experience.
You will have fun.
It's enriching.
If you're not having fun, we're not having fun.
Yeah, we want everyone to walk away like stoked and happy and having fun, and hopefully we do our job good enough where everyone's just like, wow, that was kick-ass.
You know, yeah, exactly.
That was I think that's most bands that play high energy rock and roll, you know, you just want to get up there and bring it and hopefully bring the house down, you know, and
absolutely
have fun doing it.
And I guess I'll just leave with, you know, if you can give a message out there, like I said, I know you guys are like super close to your fans. That's like a big, for me, like one of the big selling points of your band is like you guys are the real deal and you guys actually care about those that are out there listening. If you can give a message to anybody out there, whether they're going through hard times or they're not going through hard times, like what would you say to anybody out there that listens to your music or could potentially listen to your music? What are your messages out there to your fans?
Well, I'd say to our fans that listen to our music, thank you guys so much for the support. I mean, these past few years have been incredible, and we're so beyond grateful for you, your support. And hopefully we can be there for you just like you're there for us. You know, I know every band says it, like greatest fans in the world, but like I feel like we definitely have them. So very thankful for that. And remember, you know, if you're ever dealing with anything, a hard time of any kind, you know, talk to someone. You know, you're not alone.
Message
you know?
Us. We'll write
yeah,
you
there
back.
Is hope. Like, and back to like I guess me quitting drinking and stuff. Like, there was a time where I was like, damn, man, am I gonna be able to kick this thing, or am I gonna be like stuck in this? Because it was starting, you know, I was starting to get into a dark place, and I was just like, man, am I gonna be able to kick this, or am I like, is this gonna be like getting worse and worse? So, yeah, it's definitely obtainable, and you might be in a dark place where it doesn't seem obtainable, but it is. And there's people that want to help. Your family, my brother and mom, and stepdad, and my wife, and everyone came through, like, supported. So, anyways, there's people out there that want to support and help you, and your friends and everyone. Just reach out and know that there is hope no matter what, and like you can get better if you're sick.
Get better,
you know? Right? And yeah. I like I said, I almost have a year without booze, and I feel great, man. I feel like more clear-headed and mentally healthy and physically healthy than I've been in a long time. So you can get to that place, man. If I could do it, anybody can do it, man, straight up.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I always feel like to give any advice, I mean, I don't know what anybody believes in out there, but I just feel like in general, the universe has a plan for everybody. And yeah, you may have made mistakes before and you may have messed up, but every mistake you've made or every uncool thing that's happened to you, it all leads up to something. You know what I'm saying? And everything puts you in the right position, you know? So,
for sure.
Yeah.
You know, every little thing that you guys have went through puts you in this band, and now we're sitting here talking right now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
and had you not had that, we probably wouldn't even know each other. We probably wouldn't be doing this right now.
Yep.
Right.
So.
Right. Well said.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
So. Mark it down. Quote it.
Quote it. All right, well guys. But yeah, thank you everybody for tuning into the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm your host, Sean Thriller Smith. It's been a pleasure sitting down with you, Adrian, Phil, Chris.
Yeah, love
thank you guys thanks so much. Us. I'm going to be checking out your next string of shows. And guys, just plug all that real quick before we head out.
Well, yeah, tomorrow we start, or actually when this airs, it's going to be later.
You'll be a weekend to your tour.
But we hit the road back with Icon for Hire on June 8th in Indianapolis.
Yep.
And then, I don't know where we're going to be at on our headliner. But
the headliner, I know this is going to air later, but May 30th, we're at Shaka's in Virginia Beach. The 31st, we're at the Auto Bar in Maryland. Glad to be back there. June 1st, post 8241 in McLean, Virginia. June 2nd, Sherman Showcase in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Excited to be back. That's going to be cool. June 3rd, Amityville Music Hall. Stoked for that. June 5th, The Bungalow in Manchester, New Hampshire. And then June 6th, The Outpost in Kenton, Ohio.
Yep.
Boom.
Boom.
All right, guys.
Dude,
well,
I got that off the top of my head.
You nailed it.
Adrian memorizes every show.
That's perfect, guys. All right, well, hey, thank you guys so much for joining me today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, checking it out. This has been the Sean vs. Wild podcast.